Yesterday, a global study was released by Ipsos that revealed how Australians feel about single-use plastics. By and large, Australians agree that single-use plastic has to go, with almost 70% of Australians saying they should be banned as soon as possible. There is, however, a gap between good intentions and actual willingness to change. Only half of Australians agreed they'd be willing to change where they shop if it meant they'd use less packaging. But the tides are turning, and the pressure is being put on governments to enact legislative change for how business can operate. Aidan Moller spoke with Jeff Angel, the director of Boomerang, and started by asking if Australians are ready to move away from single-use plastics.
I think that when consumers and also the businesses in catering and hospitality are presenting these single-use plastic products, they know plastic pollution is a very, very serious problem and they're adopting the alternatives. Now, of course, because plastic pollution is such a serious issue and it's accumulating at such a rapid rate, governments bringing in bans on certain single-use products will be the fastest way to get over the problem of takeaway plastic litter.
Yeah, it's not just a bottom-up approach, but also a top-down approach. Two-thirds of Aussies believe that single-use plastic should be banned. What sort of measures could be taken by the government to ensure companies reduce their waste?
What we want, the Boomerang Alliance, is a new set of laws. They're called product stewardship laws, where the packaging and single-use plastic industry are forced to come up with schemes to either stop the production and delivery of them, or if they do get out into the retail space, they then have a guaranteed way of collecting it before it gets into the litter stream. And you can do that with some products like drink bottles and cans, and the container deposit scheme clearly attracts a lot of that single-use drink bottle packaging into recycling because of the incentive.
So how will this sort of approach impact consumers?
Well, I mean, we all live in the economy and, you know, we all quite often utilise takeaway food places. So you need a set of mechanisms that either the shop will accept your reusable drink bottle or drink cup, your reusable, that you know, you're bringing from home, foodware, and that helps the shop not have to give out as much. That's the avoidance technique. Or they completely get rid of their plastic takeaway products and replace them with compostable products. Some shops hire out or you put a deposit on their reusable drink containers and foodware and you wash them and bring them back and keep using them. So there's a whole range of ways, but the thing that propels those sorts of practices, either nationally or at state level, the ban laws are brought in place. South Australia is already talking about one for early next year, and also is Queensland. So the moves are afoot, and there's very little resistance, whether it's in the retail sector or the consumer sector.
What actions, if any, would be required by communities and organisations to tackle single-use plastic?
Well, I think if we find companies who are insisting on keeping using these single-use damaging plastic products, if we find that there are some companies or industry associations who are lobbying against these new laws, then certainly the community and certainly environment groups like Boomerang Alliance are going to be drawing attention to them. And I think the widespread concern in the community, as you've said, about plastic pollution and single-use items should be enough to bring them into line. But again, we really can't depend on this sort of ad hoc voluntary approach. It'll just take too long. There'll be too many businesses that won't comply. And the types of banning laws that are going to be brought into the South Australian Parliament, I think by March next year, are really important precedents for the rest of Australia.
Jeff Angel, Director of Boomerang Alliance, they're speaking about how to tackle the issue of single-use plastics.